You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
With a very interesting law, and the law is about a Jewish servant. So now, here, the puzzling matter here is right after Ma'amat HaSinai, when Am Yisrael, they heard Hashem, and then they received the Torah. So we see the first command that he was taught to them, really, first of all, it's not practical, and second of all, it's not something that is could take place. Because how could it be a nation that hears Hashem and hears the voice of Hashem and sees all the levels of Shamayim on height? So how you could imagine that it would have a servant? How could be such a thing? So now here we see a very interesting thing that Hashem gave us two luchot, two tablets. Why two? And not one long one, like you could do one long one, like this. And 1, 2, 3 to 10. Like big. It's easier to carry two like this. No? Why he gave us two?
One for Bereshit, one for
Ah, so, and the first one, the first five command, is a duty that we have toward Hashem. And then the second one is a duty that we have toward
our fellow Jew.
Another Yehudi. So now, there's a very interesting thing. You see, the first command, he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Seticha Meretz Mitzrayim. How many words does it have? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Seticha Meretz Mitzrayim. Seven words. And then you count the letters, maybe it's 30 letters. So now, right in front of it, right, what do you have?
Lot Yitzhak.
How many words do you have? Two. So now, when you look at the two tablets, so the first one says, Anochi Hashem. So you have about 10, 15 words. But the other side, you have Lo Tisach, Lo Tignov, Lo Tinaf, right? So now, when you look at the tablets, which one attracts your attention? The first one? The first one or the second one? Which is bigger?
The first one is bigger.
First one?
More words.
No, no. Which one is more clear to you to read?
Oh, the shorter second one.
The second one.
The second one.
Yes.
Why? Because you only has few words.
Yes.
So now the question here is, why the first one, Hashem put so many words? The second one, he put so little words. Why?
Because
Bela Jew
is more important to Hashem than...
Ah, so now here we see the Rosh Hashanah wanted to give us a very important message. And that is that the duty that we have toward the Rosh Hashanah is not as crucial, as severe, compared to the duty that we have toward another Yehudi. So that's why when you see Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tignav, Lo Tinav, it's only two words. It's big, bolted. You can't attract your attention. But the other one, they're very little. You know, one line you have to fit 7, 8, 10, 15 words. You know, 28 letters. So now here we see that the whole message of Matan Torah and the importance of the Matan Torah was the duty that you have toward another Yehudi, to respect him, to back him up, to not hurt him, to give his dignity. So now here, let's see about the question that we asked. Why the first mitzvah right after Matan Torah is, what is it? It's a Jewish servant. So Gemara says, whoever that buys a Jewish servant, actually he bought a master for himself. What does that mean? When somebody is sold, he's sold, you know. So now the court sells them to a family. So now the Gemara says, buying the servant, actually you bought a master for yourself. What do you mean? This is supposed to be my servant. So no, why? Because the Gemara says, let's say you have one pillow in the house, only one pillow. Or maybe you have a good one, and the other one you bought from one of the stores, you know, cheap. So which one you should give to the servant?
The better one.
The better one?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. But he's supposed to be a servant, no? For 6 years, it's a guest. It's a, wow. Yeah. So now let's say in the house, you're going to have dinner. You have taco and sushi. Which one you give to the servant?
You're asking which one you like.
Which one you give to the servant?
Sushi.
The sushi? And you eat the taco?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
No,
it's amazing. It's an unbelievable thing that you see the Hazratan Alusha teaches us how to preserve the dignity of another Yehudi. He's a Ganav. Ganav! Now you bring it to your house, you have to treat him like a king? What kind of deal is this? Huh? Yeah, so Tasha is teaching us, yeah, he did something wrong, you know, he was under pressure. And, you know, he brought such embarrassment for himself and the family. So now, they say, where is whoever? He was sold to the family. You know what the embarrassment it is? But still, Torah Tamsa says, be careful. Don't put them down. Don't degrade them. And that's why we see when Ibn Shalom gave us the Luchot, he says, Lot Yisach, big. Lot Ignov, big. Lot Inav, big. Why? You have to be careful about the dignity of another Yehudi. Even in a state that he did something terrible. And I forget about that. We're not in that state. Chas v'shalom, you know, that somebody does a terrible thing. That more so we have to be careful. More so we have to be cautious that chas v'shalom.
Because the embarrassment is a tikkun for him already.
Well, yes, but still, the way you treat another Yehudi, it's very interesting that Zohar HaKadosh brings a very interesting thing. That, you know, there are a few questions that after 120 years will be asked. Four questions they ask. One of the questions that they're going to ask us, Haim himlachta et chaverecha or lo? What does it mean? Zohar HaKadosh says that we're going to be asked, did you treat your fellow Jew like a melech or not? Let's say, I don't forget about the president. No, that's not it. No. But let's say a king walks in. What's your reaction to the king?
You get up.
And his brother, if let's see, there's a king passing by the pico, the possession is not going to pass by the pico. We need to have the minyan. But if you see the melech passing by the pico boulevard, you take this Sefer Torah out and you go greet him. Take the Sefer Torah to give respect to the melech, to the king.
Even though he's not Jewish?
Yes, not Jewish, even though he's not a Jewish. So now Zohar HaKadosh explains that after 120 years, they're going to ask you, himlachta et chaverecha or lo? What does it mean? Did you treat your fellow Jew like a king or not? The question is not himlachta et ribono shalom or not. That's not the question. The question will be, himlachta et chaverecha or not? Did you treat him like a king? Huh? A melech? And that's the duty that the Yehudi has. And you see, this beautiful subject is not a coincidence that the Ibn Sholam teaches us, learn from everybody. Even though that he did something terrible, but as the Gemara says, whoever that buys the Eved Ivri Chana Adon Leasmo, a master. Why? Because no matter what he did, don't forget, he's a Yehudi and he has Selem Elohim. He has a Selem Elohim. He has a resemblance of Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is Zakeinu to be able to answer the right answer.
Amen.
With the question of Himnacht et Chavecha or no.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.